In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Keep your eyes on the prize. You may have often heard of this expression, meaning to remain focused on a particular goal or award, especially when the path to it is long or arduous. For as Catholics, the prize we should strive for is indeed great. No, it is not the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Coincidentally, St. Paul makes an observation to the Corinthians today that athletes exercise self-control in all things in order to receive a perishable crown. But we, he says, labor in order to receive an imperishable crown. This crown is none other than salvation itself. It is the attainment of heaven, the state of everlasting life in which we see God face to face, are made like unto him in glory, and enjoy eternal happiness, we read in the Catechism. Our joy there consists in seeing the beauty of God, in knowing him as he is, and in having every desire fully satisfied. St. Paul adds that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In other words, we cannot begin to imagine how great this prize is. But if we are to compete in this sport, it is evident that we are not alone on the playing field. Just as the opposing team in the game can be large, imposing, and intimidating, we too have to contend with enemies. We have to contend with many and many skilled enemies. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, St. Paul warns us, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These include the multitude of demons, fallen angels, who keep busy by tempting mankind to sin. They are motivated to win because they hate God. They envy us humans who resemble God by grace, and they detest all that is good. We also have to contend with ourselves, with the concupiscence of the flesh, the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life, according to St. John. In face of this competition, what must we do? We must fight the good fight. We do not turn on the television to watch a game, just to see both teams walk away with a participation prize. We watch to see one of them win. So too, in the spiritual life, we do not have participation prizes. We either get into heaven or we do not. St. Paul did not tell us to participate in the spiritual race at our own pace. He said, "Run, so that you may obtain this prize." Our consolation, then, is that this prize of eternal life is not limited to one person, but to all those who die in the state of grace. However, the spiritual effort necessary to win will be tough. It is a grueling training regimen. St. Paul tells the Corinthians, "I chastise my body and bring it into subjection." For us here, it means a constant vigilance throughout our earthly lives for the occasions of sin. It means keeping a watchful eye out for temptations. It means putting up resistance through prompt prayer, asking for God's aid and his strength, because we should not presume on our own strength to overcome our temptations. It means the measured practice of mortification, mortification not only of external things like food and drink, but also mortification of interior things, like of our senses, our judgment, and our own will. Just as we cannot expect ourselves to easily lift 500-pound weights without training on smaller weights first, we cannot expect ourselves to overcome large temptations if we do not overcome little ones. It is not a hard thing to abstain from murder, but it is very difficult to avoid all passing fits of anger which assail us at every moment, says St. Francis de Sales. It is easy to keep from stealing another man's goods, but often difficult to resist coveting them. Easy to avoid bearing false witness in direct judgment, but difficult to be perfectly truthful in conversation. Easy to refrain from getting drunk difficult to be absolutely sober, easy to keep from slander, difficult to avoid all contempt. If this all sounds arduous, that is because, indeed, it is. Resisting these little temptations for our lifetime is a long trial, a lifelong workout. But the same saint encourages us, saying that every victory won over these little foes is as a precious stone in the crown of glory which God prepares for us in paradise. That is why, dear faithful, you must constantly remember, keep your eye on the prize. All this hard work will be worth it in order to gain eternal life. The Doctor of Charity resumes this point when he encourages us to be courageous in taking up a life of holiness. Look to heaven, he says, and do not lose it for earth. Look at hell, and do not plunge therein for the sake of this passing life. Look at Jesus Christ, and do not deny him for the world's sake. And if the devout life sometimes seems hard and dull, let us join St. Francis of Assisi when he sang, "So vast the joys that I await, no earthly travail seemeth great." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.